This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For most of the past 20 years, John Records has been deeply involved in addressing the needs of the homeless population of southern Sonoma County. Since 1992, he's been executive director of COTS, the Petaluma-based nonprofit whose full name is the Committee on the Shelterless. That was a big change of direction for a man who had previously been a lawyer and even worked for the IRS. And he traces it back to a cold and rainy night when he picked up a bedraggled hitchhiker near Tomales.
He wanted to go to the armory in Petaluma, which at that time was used as an emergency shelter during the winter months. And as we're driving, we're talking, and he said that he'd been a contractor in Marin. His life had gone down the tubes. I thought, wow, this kind of took some of the scales off my eyes about who homeless people were.
After delivering his passenger to the shelter at the armory, John decided to go in and see for himself what went on inside.
It's just like a big old gymnasium, mats all over the place. My hitchhiker goes to a table in the entrance. It's about 8 p.m. at night, and he says, am I in time for dinner? Guy at the desk says, I'm sorry, but we ate at the church tonight. We don't have any food. So the guy's cold, wet, hungry, had been anticipating dinner. No dinner, so he just about collapses. Little guy stands up from a bench, reaches in his pocket and pulls out an egg, hands it to the hitchhiker and says, hey, how about this? I've got a hard-boiled egg you can have. This guy gave up his assurance that he would eat the next day to somebody who was worse off than he was. And I thought, people who can give like this, they deserve to be helped. So I started volunteering.
COTS was just getting started then, and Records had seen it grow substantially since.
When it started 21 years ago, just a couple of mats on the floor of a church. Tonight, we have about 325 beds that are in Petaluma and in Ronard Park. We have 325 people, children and adults, who otherwise would be homeless, who are safe, warm, and dry.
In addition to providing shelter and a great deal of food, Records says his agency has established a series of programs to aid their clients in climbing up out of homelessness for the long term.
We've got values-based rules that really require people to work, to be accountable, to do drug and alcohol testing, take care of their kids, go to school, get income, whatever is appropriate for them to take their next steps into independence. We support that with skills-building classes like Rent Right, which helps people to methodically find a home, make a good impression on a landlord, get back under a roof of their own. Work Right, which helps people get income, and Kids First, which helps parents who often were not parented well themselves to know what their kids need at the right time and the right place in the children's lives and make decisions based on the kids first.
But now there is a new surge of need stemming from the economic displacement over the past 6 months. We'll find out how COTS is struggling to respond to that increased demand on our next program. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.